Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess what? We have our friend Bao Vang on the phone. She's the Communications Director with the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota, and she is here to fill us in on some great things that are going on in the world, but we have to be careful because it's summer travel season, and that means that there are some summer scams. So, Bao, how have you been?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Mo, for having me. This is a really fantastic time. I mean, there's so much energy in society right now.
Yes.
Things are opening back up and the kids are out playing again. I have just so much joy and hope for what's to come, even like in the summer, the fall, the next year ahead. So much to do.
Absolutely. And you feel like you have been not doing anything for so long, so you want to make up for lost time. No, there are so many opportunities to get out and about, but that also leaves us vulnerable to so many more scams, perhaps, because I would assume during the downtime of when things were closed up that scammers sat at home and dreamed up new ways to take advantage of us. Is this probably true?
It is absolutely true, and our reports show that.
Oh, no.
They took advantage of our vulnerability during this time. We as a society, we were isolated. We were expected to stay at home, be online. It gave us an opportunity to not talk to anyone and have an outlet for finding out the truth about what we're hearing, what we're seeing. There's so much misinformation, so much confusion about, regulations and mandates. And every city, it seemed like, had different rules and laws. So it was hard to understand what was happening. And finally, I feel like we're getting some clarity about what can I do? What's good? What's safe, even? And this is good. This is good for our scam prevention education program that really helps consumers understand who is vulnerable, what is being targeted for us as a consumer society, and how do we prevent any of that from happening to ourselves and to our friends and families.
You know, during the time of lockdown also, we were not encouraged to, you know, go out and visit people as much. And I think about maybe older adults that live by themselves, and they certainly were isolated, but yet they still had other resources or other things coming into their house, like mail, phone calls, emails, perhaps text messages. And some of those were probably nefarious. And if you don't have your children stopping by to say, hey, what's going on today? You know, I can see how you could really be taken advantage of.
Senior citizens continue to be one of our most vulnerable populations because they tend to be more isolated, and they are bombarded with messages all the time. And it comes in many forms, like you said, in the mail, in email, on the phone, on television. Those things can really confuse one when you're trying to make a good decision. You know, making a decision in a pandemic has been hard. You just don't know what's right and who you can trust.
Bob, when you said that television can actually be a source of a scam, is that true? Are you talking about like the infomercials or just different commercials? Are they not vetted to be sure that they are not something that's a scam?
Well, our advertising review team, they're constantly, they're in business because there are some concerning advertisements.
Oh, dear.
So when I think about, is everything you see on TV accurate? I don't think so. I would not be so, I can't give 100% of my faith to everything that you see is accurate. So that's why our team is constantly and looking out for concerning and a pattern of behavior related to advertisements, and we have calls, and we make coaching decisions every day on which company needs our help and needs some clarity around what they can share in terms of products and services that they provide for consumers as well.
So you have a whole division of the Better Business Bureau that really looks into potential scams in different places?
Absolutely, yes. It's a whole ad review team. And that is actually, the history of the BBB, it started with advertisements. It's using advertisements and the BBB seal of accreditation to enhance the trust between businesses and consumers. And yet there are some companies out there who are misusing, I would say, our BBB logo and seal to build trust. And we check for that. And there are certainly businesses that are advertising things that are actually not actual sales. Our team is way more, they're better suited to talk about all the things that they see. But those are just some of the examples that I've learned in this last year of being with the Better Business Bureau.
Pretty spooky. Bao, I know that we're heading into summer travel season, and that brings up some specific scams around travel, around airfare perhaps, around, you know, different COVID precautions that we still should be aware of during travel. What light can you shed on some of these different scams?
Let's just first say that it's been a long year of staying at home. You didn't even know if you could take a road trip anywhere. So without, you know, the airfare and other ways of traveling, travel has finally come back, and it's expected to not just come back, but be a travel boom. And so let's just celebrate that for a moment for our travel, leisure, and hospitality industry.
Yes.
That was hard hit this last year. So many businesses had to go under and decide they couldn't open again and couldn't wait and can't hire because of the pandemic. So my heart goes out to all of those industry businesses. And to say that those who have survived, we're here for you as a BBB organization to help prop you up, connect you to consumers, make sure they know you're open and open for business. So awesome that things are happening. I've even booked a flight to Miami. It's coming up in the next few weeks.
Yay!
That's really exciting. But I had to go through some of these very, very similar consumer concerns. And research is, how do I find someone that's trustworthy? Where should I go? What kind of pandemic considerations should I be thinking about at this time? And because we're doing our research right now as a society and where to go, who to book through, the BBB reminds consumers to be cautious to avoid a travel nightmare. I think we would want to remember our trips, our first trip after the pandemic, for all the right reasons, right? And so here's an example of just when we started seeing, you know, the travel industry kind of peak back up. So back in April, our BBB scam tracker started receiving reports of con artists creating fake airline ticket booking sites.
Oh, no.
And customer service numbers. So at this time, if you're buying airfare, we want you to use caution and double check the URL or phone number. Here's an example of how that works, or the scam works. So while you're doing research for cheap flights, you can come across what seems like a great deal with a major airline. You book that flight either through the website or by calling a customer support number and receive a confirmation message. All seems well and done.
Yes.
However, when you look more closely at the email, you notice that you never actually received your ticket. In another version of this scam, you might book a flight on a travel website offering deals on airfare. You pay with your credit card like normal, but then shortly after making the payment, you receive a call from the company saying that there's been a sudden price increase or an extra charge to finalize your booking. Now, this is something a legitimate company would never do. So in either case, you call the airline to follow up about your flight. After talking to an agent, you find out that they have no record of your booking.
Ugh.
And it turns out you accidentally purchased tickets through a scam website or a phony customer service number. One victim even told BBB Scam Tracker, and I'm quoting here, "I received a phone call right after stating that they wanted $100 per passenger to finalize my flight. Wow. And then, after calling the airline to complain, the victim discovered that the flight wasn't actually available to begin with. The flight was never booked, so this company just charged my card, as the reporter says. So all of that is heartbreaking. Again, a lot of enthusiasm for traveling again, passion to get out into the world. The moment you find out that you're scammed or duped, you know, that's a big bummer. And it can cost you not only that heartache, but the time and the resources to research that flight or that travel, and then also the money that comes around with it, because it's unlikely scammers will be tracked at this point and you'll get your money back. So the BBB offers the following tips to avoid travel-related scams. Number one is to do your research. If you come across a company you haven't dealt with before, research it before making any purchases. We recommend looking at BBB.org for reviews and feedback from previous customers. BBB.org, for me, again, they host a million profiles. But when I was looking for travel agencies back in March, I only looked for BBB-accredited businesses. Because what the BBB does when they accredit businesses is that they vet them. They go through, does this company have complaints? What is their rating? How do they work with their consumers? If they have a complaint, will they work to resolve the complaint? Do they have good reviews? They are businesses that you can trust will do good because they've already made a commitment to the BBB's standards of trust. All right, going on to number two here for the tip. Double check the URL before you enter personal and payment information. It can be easy to click on a sponsored ad or imposter website without noticing. Before you enter any sensitive information, double check that you are on the right website and that the link is secure. Now, secure links start with https://. And it should include a lock icon on the purchase page. Number three here, be wary of third-party websites. Some websites appear to offer a legitimate service, but are only fronts for a scam. Now, be suspicious of websites with no working customer service number and no physical address. Typos and grammatical errors can be indications of a scammer's handiwork as well. We saw a lot of this with pet scams, like online pet scams. So folks were creating websites that were built within the last month. They were using like home addresses in different states as their business address. And then when complaints came, they came to a home address, and that home address, the person who lived at that home address would report it to the police station. They report it to the BBB. We learned about it in that way. Mm. And then finally, make online purchases with your credit card. Fraudulent charges made on a credit card can usually be disputed, whereas that might not be the case with other payment methods. Unfortunately, there is no way to get back the personal information you may have shared. But with credit cards, a telltale sign of a scam is when any person asks for you to wire money to pay for something or to buy a gift card in that amount, and then to send over the code over email or text or some other format.
This is so overwhelming, especially when you said check the URL address. I never do that. It's terrible.
I can't say that I've done that 100% of the time, too. But I also don't do a lot of shopping online at sites that I'm not aware of, you know? And I am constantly looking at reviews and, you know, reading complaints on BBB.org about businesses and making sure that they have a good rating. So all of that is a package, right? So you can't just look at the link and not look at other places. You can't just look at a website address, or you can't just look at a phone number or a physical address, because those items individually won't tell the full story. So you need to do the full research before making a decision. That's the point here.
And you know, you're just so excited to get back out into the world, I think, especially with travel, that boy, if you can get a great flight price, you're going to click on that before you do all your research. Oh my gosh. I hope I'm not calling you in the next couple months to say I've been scammed. Because you've given me the travel bug again all of a sudden.
It's true. And we had that even a couple months ago. And that's why it's like, you know, there are some really great travel agencies in this community. But I'm going to do my business with a BBB accredited business because I have that extra comfort, that credibility that comes with an accreditation. And so I know I can do business with someone I can trust. And when I did, and we looked at several different options, and then we looked at whether we would go out of the country and or stay in the country, and do we want to go to the East Coast or West Coast, they walked us through that, all of those options. And that's when I know their customer service was just out of this world. It was exactly what I had expected a reputable company would do for me as a consumer, as one who doesn't delve into this world very often. And they are really the experts, so I needed that extra layer of support when you make a big decision, right? We are traveling 12 in our group.
Oh.
And so we weren't just going to be booking individual tickets. We needed to travel together, get on the same flight, be at the same hotel, preferably all on the same floor at the hotel. And we made a decision to travel to Miami over the July 4th holiday, because that was the best option for us.
It's going to be wonderful because you did all the vetting. Good for you. Bao, again, if people want to learn more about the many services that you offer, or if they want to take advantage of the online scam tracker, how can they do that, please?
Yes, be a citizen hero and also find out what kind of suspicious activities and scam activities are happening in your neighborhood, your community. You can do so by going to bbb.org/scamtracker. It's a free online public tool to help discover, again, what kinds of reports are being collected from your community and what you should be looking out for. Also, you can check out our 1 million businesses at our bbb.org site. You can check out home improvement industry businesses. You can check out travel agencies, restaurants, hotels. Again, they tell a lot about that business. Number one, if they're accredited. Number two, what their rating is. Number three, complaints and reviews. And also, we'll provide information if you should not do business with them. If they're in a government action or they're not being reviewed at this time because they have other actions taken against them.
And Bao, what is the best rating, please?
A+. Lots of businesses in our community that have that rating.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an A+. How's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're an A+ guest. Bao Vang, she is the communications director for the Better Business Bureau in Minnesota and North Dakota, and we could not be more happy that she shares all this great scam prevention education. You really are such a trusted member of our community, and we are so happy that you took the time to fill us in. We'll chat soon again, I hope.
Sure thing.
Absolutely. And you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.